In Matthew chapter 12, we find Jesus having a conversation with religious leadership, and as usual, it got fairly intense. These guys had it in for him. And in verse 28 of that chapter, we're told that some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." In other words, "Jesus, you've been speaking pretty boldly, so show us something. Show us a sign to prove you have the right to be saying what you are saying to us." Now, I read that and I wonder, show us a sign? I mean, they'd already seen him heal people and cast out demons. That's why they were so mad at him, because Jesus was in the habit of doing those sort of things on the Sabbath day, which they considered to be work and a violation of the law, and they hated him for it. Anyway, in verse 39, Jesus answers them, and he says this, "An evil and faithless generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." In other words, the sign was going to be that when they finally killed Jesus, which they were already plotting, when he was placed in the grave, he would stay there 3 days and three nights, and then he would rise. He would come out of the grave alive and well, never to die again. He would be vivified. A couple days ago, I had a conversation with someone, and they had been doing the math regarding what church tradition says in contrast with the statement Jesus made about his time of being buried. And they said, "Something isn't adding up." And I said, "You're right. I noticed the same thing when I was a kid sitting in church. And it really used to bug me. In fact, it bugged me for probably 30 years or so. And it's something that I've actually heard people use as a criticism of the Bible." Jesus says, "Just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." I remember as a kid looking at that and thinking, hold on. If the pastor is saying Jesus died on Friday and he was raised up on Sunday morning, and early Sunday morning, the people discovered the grave was empty, he couldn't have been in the grave for three nights. That was just two, Friday night and Saturday night, and then empty tomb. And it always bugged me. How could that be? If Jesus said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights, something's not adding up. Something is wrong. Now, you may look at this and say, what's the big deal? Why is this important? Why even talk about it? Well, I think it's a big deal and worth talking about because I've heard people use this topic, this issue, as a reason for completely, absolutely discrediting the entire Bible, saying, how can I believe anything the Bible has to say when it can't even get simple math right? When it comes to one plus one, it's saying one night plus one night equals three nights. My friend, that's why this topic is important. So, is there some sort of explanation that makes sense? Is there a way to resolve what seems to be a big discrepancy between what Jesus said and Orthodox Church tradition? The answer is yes. Now, first of all, let me ask you, do you know why it is that within Orthodoxy, people have traditionally been taught that Jesus died on Friday? The answer is simple. It's because the Bible says that he died the day before the Sabbath. The Sabbath was Saturday, and the day before Saturday is what? It's Friday. And so people looked at this and said, okay, if he had to die the day before the Sabbath, case closed. He had to die on Friday. Well, let me ask you, are you sure about that? A few years ago, maybe in 2004 or 2005, I started looking into this topic and I came across several different articles that really got me thinking, and most of them were in agreement about an explanation. I'm going to try to find some of those articles, and if I can find even one or two of them, I will post them or link to them on my site just below this audio. Anyway, to sum it up, without getting into a lot of dizzying details about the Jewish calendar, something that I didn't realize is that for the Israelites, just like it is for you and me, periodically, they would have special out-of-the-ordinary holidays. I'm not talking about the regular feasts and festivals. I'm talking about other special days as well. And when those special days came, they would get extra time off work in addition to the normal Sabbath, the normal day of rest. And that happens for us too. In our culture, most people get Saturday and Sunday off. For the Hebrews, they just got one day. It was a Sabbath. It was Saturday. Most of the time in our culture, when we get an extra day of rest, the extra day is Monday. We get a 3-day weekend and we say, thank you, God, this is nice. In their culture, there were times when they had those special Sabbaths that were connected to the calendar, and when those Sabbaths came around, they would get 2 days off in a row, and their extra day off was Friday. The occasional two-day weekend was Friday and Saturday, two-day Sabbath, which meant that all of the preparations for the extended Sabbath had to be finished up on Thursday. Again, it had to do with the calendar, and it was different on different years. And so the year Jesus died, during the Passover celebration, there had to have been a Sabbath and a Sabbath in order for him to be in the grave 3 nights before the resurrection on Sunday. If he had to die and be taken off the cross before the Sabbath, he would have had to die on Thursday, not Friday, regardless of the fact that the Orthodox tradition places his death on Friday. Now, if he died on Thursday, and then you do the math, it all adds up. Thursday night, that's one. Friday night, that's two. Saturday night, that's three. And then he's resurrected on Sunday morning. The grave is empty. After dying for the sin of the world, he was roused from the dead, vivified for our justification. My name is James Flanders, and hopefully some of what I shared with you today will be helpful for you as you talk to others about our risen Lord and Savior, because you may periodically encounter someone who brings up this very argument against the Scripture. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.